I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Come on, people, now! Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review, a one-hour show that just talks about video games. My name is Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us, listening on all these mostly sports talk networks. We are Sports Byline USA, downtown San Francisco. Nice to have you with us, wherever you are listening in this great land of ours, or okay, foreign lands. Coast to coast and around the world. First of all, on American Forces Radio Network, if you're in the military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Keep up the good work. We're proud of you. We know video games are a little bit of that home cooking that the troops need overseas. Also, you can listen to us on Sirius XM 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel on Sirius XM. You can always check us out there as we stream through the website sportsbyline.com. You can go there, click listen live. And if you want to write me an email, you can send us to rick@sportsbyline.com, sportsbyline.com, sportsbyline.com. And that's important for two reasons. Number one, that's how you'll win the game I'll give away at 40 after the hour in just about a half hour. That's right, a brand new game. And also, at the end of the show, I reveal a cheat code for an older game. I'll look it up for you. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I'll also have the new releases this week. I'll let you know what's going to be on the shelves and whenever new games come out. Other games need room. They got to go down and maybe hopefully a little bit less in price as well. A lot of big news with the Switch 2 coming out. We also had another gaming conference. We'll get into that as well. But remember, you are my unpaid correspondent. So any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to get in at 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We're on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2. We're also on SBNationLive.com. And we only have about 51 minutes left, so let's take a quick break and get on back, y'all, on the Video Game Review.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
May I help you?
I just wanted to request a late checkout, please.
Of course. That's $30 per hour for up to 4 hours.
Huh. Okay, but if you can offer a late checkout, then that probably means no one is staying in that room. So if it's empty, you know, maybe I can just stay a few extra hours.
Oh, aren't you adorable?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you so much. And welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle. And it's quiet as a church now. Come on in at the toll free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. All right. It is June. That means there's a lot of video game events. And rising from the ashes of E3, we had Jeff Keighley's Summer Game Fest, which is a pretty big deal now. And then Jeff Keighley, of course, has that Game Awards in December as well. I was at the GDC, Game Developers Conference, which was here in March in San Francisco. These SGF 2025, this was, it's still running, actually. It's in Los Angeles, and there's a lot of different things going on. And so let's just take a look back a little bit and see what we got on Tuesday. We got a little bit of Witcher 4 and Fortnite AI because Epic hitched its wagon to the SGF this year and aligned its annual developable Unreal Fest conference, which took place last fall in the consumer event. That was held in Orlando last June. But now here in L.A., or I should say down in L.A., the highlight was the State of Unreal, which was the first event on the official Summer Game Fest tour. And there are a lot of cool demos and announcements. We got some meaningful updates on Epic's own Fortnite and CG Projekt Red, The Witcher 4. The Witcher 4 was unveiled last year, and we really haven't heard anything about it since. And so at State of Unreal, we actually got a tech demo for the Unreal Engine 5.6. which played in real time on a base PS5. It was about a 10-minute slot, a lot of gameplay and cinematic, showed off a very detailed, bustling world, and probably the technical highlight was Nanite Foliage, which is an extension of UE5's Nanite system for geometry, to like put it in layman's terms, of which I am one. It renders foliage without the level of pop-in that is pretty much a graphical aberration that is still in games, plaguing games, if you want, today. But, I mean, you see a town with hundreds of NPCs, non-playing characters, going about their business, and maybe not as big as The Witcher 3 Novigrad City, but it felt way beyond anything the last game achieved. And then it's fair to say that Fortnite's moment in the spotlight was less impressive, because hot on the heels of putting in a Darth Vader, which swears, they said that creators will be able to put in their own AI NPCs into the game. So, oh, that's something there. Gary's mod. On Wednesday, the PlayStation State of Play, and a couple of days before the opening night, as I said, it was on Wednesday, and it was packed. Over 20 games, a surprise hardware announcement. The most time was given to Marvel Tokon Fighting Souls. It's a new PlayStation Studios Tag Fighter. It has Marvel superheroes and anime visuals 4-on-4, which is pretty wild. Being developed by Arc System Works. They were the developers who did Guilty Gear and others. It's going to be on PC and PS5 next year. Sony also announced Project Defiant, which is a wireless fight stick that'll support both of those systems as well. And then we also got a parade of release dates, concrete dates for Sword of the Sea, August 19th, Baby Step, September 8th, Silent Hill F, September 25. We got a confirmation that Final Fantasy Tactics Remaster will be September 30th. And then we have a, Pragmata, however you want to say it. They just keep saying 2026. Capcom on that one. And then rounding out the bunch, smaller announcements, a new Neo game, Neo 3. It's N-I-O-H. Next year, Suda 51 has Romeo as a dead man. And Lumines Arise, which is a long-awaited return to the Lumines series from the developers who made Tetris Effect. Then on Thursday, not a lot. There were no events, and it was Arbor Day in New Zealand. I saw that on Engadget, which I thought was pretty good. I think it's because everybody was playing the Switch 2. There'll be more about that. On Friday, the official opening night, not massive. Like I said, a couple of developers and companies jumped the gun, but you know, there were fewer mobile games and a lot of MMO ads, and people tracking Gabe Newell's yacht were disappointed that Half-Life 3 didn't show up, and the Silk Song crowd still remains disappointed. No huge announcements. And I guess the biggest of all was the 9th, Zero and Code Veronica Erasure is Real. It's a Resident Evil game. Resident Evil Requiem has a tonal shift from Village, and we'll see if it reinvigorates the series kind of the way 7 did after 6, which wasn't that great. And then we heard from Sega Studio, Ryu Ga Gotoku about Project Century, which is a Yakuza game set in 1943, and it's officially now called Stranger Than Heaven. And it's got a really jazzy kind of trailer to watch as well. And then there were some sequels, bunch of mid-sized games like Atomic Heart, which is a beautiful-looking game and I found frustrating, quite honestly. Code Vein, Mortal Shell, kind of a spiritual sequel of Scott Pilgrim EX. It's a beat 'em up that takes the baton from the Ubisoft Scott Pilgrim versus the World, the game. That was 15 years ago. There are all sorts of things. There's a puppet boxing game, Killer Inn, INN. It's a werewolf game. We can do that. Lego Voyagers. It's a co-op puzzle game. Studio behind Builder's Journey. We get into the new Wu-Tang game. Wu-Tang Clan game, I should say. And then Mina the Hollower, which from the makers of Shovel Knight, that's going to come out on Halloween as well. But the kickoff show, you have a Day of the Devs stream. You can watch the full stream online, by the way. Escape Academy, one of the best couch co-op games, and it's got a sequel, Escape Academy 2, Back to Number 2 School. Same thing, expands on it, a little more 3D. Semblance Studio, Neo Malkop is back with a new game called Relooted. It's a heist game with a new twist, and as in the real world, museums in the West are full of items plundered from nations that were colonized. Like the real world, Relooted, the colonial powers have signed a treaty to return these items to their origin, but it's not going to plan. And it's your job to steal them back. I just think of all the mummies in the British Museum. You can steal them and take them back. All right. A lot more to announce what went on down in Los Angeles. At least some fun stuff that was going down there with news of other things. So let's talk about the good stuff on the other side. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, that's me, and we will have a game to give away in the next segment. You just have to answer a simple question. So, going through a lot of the fun down at the Summer Games Fest down in L.A., and just some other things we saw. The Hitman games are coming to iOS and tabletops as well, which should be interesting. On Sunday, the Wholesome Direct arrived, and just in time, because the Wholesome Direct is a celebration of all things adorable, quaint, peaceful, and sweet. And there was some news about Monument Valley 3. Coming to consoles and PC. This was a stint as a Netflix exclusive. There was also released an announcement for the very cozy shop management sim Discounty, which is about as spooky as the Wholesome Direct ever gets. There's just something a little bit sinister in there as well. That's coming to PC, Switch, PS4, PS5, Xbox Series X and S on August 21st. Omelette You Cook hit Steam during the showcase. Nice little surprise about making eggs for picky students in a cafeteria. And, of course, pleasing Principal Plucker, who, yes, is in a chicken suit. Very delicious. And then from the Wholesome Direct, Camper Van Make It Home. It's a little crossover of interior design mechanics and slightly miniaturized objects. Very cute as well. If that's your cup of tea. There was a woman's led show. There was a Latin American game showcase, a Southeast Asian game showcase, a green games showcase. There was a Frosty Games showcase as well. Those are all, you can check those out if any of those have whet your appetite, piqued your interest, P-I-Q-U-E-D. And then, of course, the last event was for the Xbox. And there was a lot going down with the Xbox. And the major news especially was that the Rogue Xbox Ally and Rogue's Xbox, I should say Ally X, those are two new Xbox-focused PC handhelds. And they both run Windows 11, and they're going to cost between $600 and $800 as well. But let's talk about some of the games with Xbox. Obsidian gave players a brand new trailer for Outer Worlds 2. And I think, I don't want to poo-poo a game because I didn't like the first version. But you'd like to think that they learned from their mistakes in Outer Worlds, the original, which I could go on for 10 minutes. But that's going to be out on Series X and S on October 29th of this year. Excuse me. Live radio. High on Life 2 showcased a brand new first-person skateboarding mechanic, which you will use for exploration and combat. As well, they say winter 2025. If you have Game Pass, you'll get early access. Resonance, A Plague Tale Legacy, set 15 years before A Plague Tale Requiem. Young Sophia seeks her independence as a fierce plunderer in the unforgiving world of the 14th century. Very bold trailer, seemingly set in Greece. They say Xbox Series X and S and PC 2026. The Blood of Dawnwalker. This is developed by Rebel Wolves and published by Bandai Namco. Blood of the Dawnwalker is a dark fantasy ARPG set in a grim world where vampires rule the night with a terrible force. And you take on the role of a half-vampire Dawnwalker who seeks to combat the lineage of the Dawnwalkers. Super Meat Boy 3D. And this is from, of course, Team Meat. And we'll see how it goes to the third dimension. They say early next year. Ninja Gaiden 4. Let me talk about how long this series has been around. Koei Tecmo, Team Ninja. Incredible new gameplay we got to see. Very fast, very fluid. And showed off new stuff from the protagonist, Ryu Hayabusa. You might remember the name. That's my name. Don't wear it out, Pee-wee. Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, Order of the Giants DLC. That's pretty cool. Brand new story chapter. And it'll take you to the streets of Rome and into forgotten catacombs. And Indy must outwit a dangerous cult and decipher puzzles designed by emperors to uncover the dark legacy of the Nemphilim Giants. That's September 4th. I actually, when I was in Rome, did go in those catacombs. And they were very spooky. Thousands of people were buried down there. Illegal Christians. Beast of Reincarnation, developed by Game Freak. I thought they did Pokemon games, Rick. You're right, they do. Game Freak, and directed by Koto Furushima. Furushima. As I say, there's no accents. I want to say like Hiroshima, Hiroshima. Koto Furushima. Beast of Reincarnation allows players to step in the role of Emma the Sealer as they go through post-apocalyptic Japan to save humanity from extinction. And this will be on the PS5 too. I said Xbox shows, they give you a little love there. Clockwork Revolution, which we saw last year. In Exile Entertainment and Microsoft showed off a very in-depth trailer highlighting the story. And it's an incredible FPS combat, RPG story progression. No release date. I was kind of hoping for Clockwork Orange. Grounded 2, Obsidian is back. And Grand Scale Grounded 2, although it's a tiny game. Larger map, new weapons, new crafting mechanics. A lot of bugs to battle against. That's July 29th, so not too far away for that one. Chronos, The New Dawn. This is from Blooper Team, and very terrifying, grotesque creatures. And if you think about, this is supposed to be as intense as it is terrifying. No launch date, but it will also go to the PS5. Elder Scrolls Online, Seasons of the Worm Cult, Part 1. This is bringing players to Western Solstice to explore a new zone, continue the main quest storyline, but an update, which has just gone online. It's live now as we speak, and it will offer players a game patch with some subclassing systems as well. And this will also be an update for console players in about a week. Aphelion from Don't Nod shows off a trailer, brand new sci-fi adventure game. Aphelion looks to be more Uncharted than Life is Strange, but a trailer showcased a ton of the game's action, platforming, and It's very somber, this game. But they say all consoles 2026 Xbox owners will have early access if they have Game Pass. This game, part musical, part renovation sim, part mystery. There are no ghosts at the Grand. Very unique, narrative-driven, musical adventure. Spooky British seaside town, redundant. Bursting with supernaturals. There are no ghosts at the Grand. This will support Xbox Play Anywhere, so a lot of cross-saves available if you want to go PC, cloud. And no announcement just yet. Age of Mythology retold, Heavenly Spear. And a long name, but this is the new edition. This is all new Japanese pantheon. The 12 new gods, each with unique powers, god powers, divine technologies, a lot of units behind brand new 12 mission story campaign. Puts the players in the role of a 2-mission campaign following Yasuko, a humble farmer's daughter who discovers a magical spear and is swept into a mythical war. This will be on all platforms fall 2025. Let me get one more in here before the break. Mudang, Two Hearts. That's a new stealth action thriller set in modern-day South Korea. The mystery terrorist group attacks the South Korean National Assembly, throwing the entire nation into chaos. Set to uncover the truth, a North Korean soldier stumbles upon a K-pop star and is given a new mission. Protect the girl who can unravel it. Mudang, Two Hearts will launch next year. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we will give away a brand new game. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Nice to have you with us. It's 40 after the hour. It's time to give away a game. I have here No Man's Sky for the Switch 2. That's right. This is the first Switch 2 game to give away. Developed and published by Hello Games. And I've been playing this game for years. You can get it just about on everything. Mac, PC, 4, 5, regular Switch, 1, S, and S. Let me give you the blurb. No Man's Sky is a game about exploration and survival, and set in an infinite universe. You can fly seamlessly from the surface of a planet to another, and every star in the sky is a sun that you can visit. Where you'll go and how fast you'll make your way through the universe is up to you. It's yours for the taking. Rated T for teen. A lot of people find this game monotonous and dull. I loved it. I loved Wind Waker on the GameCube. And I mean, all right, there's one thing that's monotonous, and that's mining the materials. And you have to make sure you got to reload your little laser thing. And then, but when you find some of that stuff that's really worth something, and then you can kind of pimp out your ship. And then with the updates over the years to have a permanent home that you can take with you and interact with others. I remember going to the GDC, the guy who came from Hello Games, he came from England. He flew in, did the talk, and flew back. That's what he said. He says he's going right back to the airport. It's crazy. But he was the guy behind the game on the PS2 Black, which was an awesome first-person shooter. So it was no surprise that it was a good game. But it's all this generation, the noise that they use to form the planets. It's pretty crazy. It's just like what you might see on a waveform. That's how they're able to generate all these millions and millions of planets. So, you know, it's funny, said, oh, it would take 152 hours to do everything. No way. It would take much longer than that. But anyway, my question is, get to it, Rick. No Man's Sky. This is a PS1 exclusive. Yes or no? I have it here for the Switch 2. If you can answer that question, second correct answer, rick@sportsbyline.com, then you will get No Man's Sky for the Switch 2, published and developed by Hello Games. You all right? Hello Games. You're looking quite fine, aren't you? What's it to you, sir? Is it all right? All right, sorry, I'll stop now. Spent way too much time in England. I just want to get back to a couple more games that we did see when Xbox had their dealio this weekend at the Summer Games Fest in Los Angeles. Planet of Lana 2, Children of the Leaf. And this is a follow-up adventure to Thunderfall and Wishfully, physics platformer, Planet of Lana 2, Children of the Leaf. Very ambitious cinematic puzzle adventure, doubles the size and scope of the original. And this is next year, all consoles. Fallout 76 Gone Fishin'. That's, you know, bringing the world of Fallout 76. This is now launched. Players can experience the cozier side of Appalachia with new fishing adventures and different bait, weather conditioning, fishing rods, all those things. And I'm from California. I always thought it was Appalachia until I met people from there and they say it's Appalachia. Say it right. So I'll say Appalachia. Solo Leveling, Arise Overdrive. This is based on the hit webtoon. RPG, new mechanics, four-player, real-time co-op. Take on the role of Sung Jin Woo and go weakest to warriors and then become the world's strongest hunter. This is fall for the PC, next year for X and S. Animo, I should say Animo, because there's two eyes in the middle. You begin your journey in Idle, a dynamic, interactive, expansive world. There you can collect, evolve, and twine with magical creatures called Animo. A lot of puzzles, PvE, PvP. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 and 4. It's a very slick trailer from Activision and Iron Galaxy. Showcase some of the more gnarly moves. Remember, he wrote Goofy Foot. That means right foot first. And Michelangelo from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. There's Blaise Kowski from Doom. It'll be on Xbox Series X and S and PS5 in July. At Fate's End. At Fate's End is an action-adventure game from Thunder Lotus. And you fight the ones you love. Okay, great. We'll find out more about that later. Gears of War going multi-platform because Xbox Game Studios started off Gears of War Reloaded. And they said a celebration of one of the gaming's most iconic franchises and rebuilt in 4K, and it's coming to PS5. 120 frames per second. What? August 26th. And all the Microsofts. Don't worry, that's PC and Xbox. I just remember Gears of War had the very metaphysical conundrum where I was blocking myself. And that is because it was third person over the shoulder. I was shooting at something and I couldn't see it because my shoulder was blocking my view. That's why I'd rather go first person shooter. Sea of Thieves, Smuggler's Tide. It's a new edition, season 17. New gang of nefarious troublemakers infiltrated the Sea of Thieves. And you can embark on new smuggler's voyages, salvage or steal those hot properties and put them in the safe or wrong hands. This will be a free update in August. Invincible VS. It's from Skybound Studios. And a lot of intense and brutal finishes. No launch date yet, but it will be an Xbox exclusive. Just a couple more here. Final Fantasy VII Remake / Rebirth and Final Fantasy 16 on Xbox. And we got to see some trailers for those. Keeper. Is this about Donnarumma? Keeper from Double Fine Studios. It's a strange new adventure featuring a sentient lighthouse. Aha! That type of keep. Joined by a spirited seabird, the players will embark upon a heartening tale of unlikely companionship and an unexpected journey into realms beyond understanding. This is an exclusive also for Microsoft, October 17th. And then Microsoft saved the biggie for last and revealed the first trailer for Call of Duty Black Ops 7. Which will be set in the year 2035. You'll have control of David Mason again, leads the Black Ops team against a manipulative enemy who weaponizes fear above all else. No release date for that. And so, as I said, as you go through these things, it does, it whets the appetite. here and there for stuff. And then you go, hey, whatever happened to that game we saw where the thing was? Yeah. I did say I wanted to get back to it, and so I will now. Killer Inn is a little bit murder mystery, a little bit third person action game. It's from Square Enix and Tactic Studios, and it was one of the kickoff games. And it's a lot like Clue or the TV show Traitors or just a werewolf game. And it's about uncovering players' true intentions whilst concealing your own good or bad intentions. 24 players each round, some of who are wolves and the rest are lambs. As a lamb, you have to sniff out the wolves, survive their attacks, and the wolves are out to blend in with the herd. And each kill leaves behind a clue for other players to find. It isn't purely social strategy. There are various weapons and traps and poisons and bits of armor and masks to use and a range of characters to choose from. Killer Inn, you can play it solo or with four playable as well. And you're not literally a lamb. It's just good guys and bad guys. All right. Let's get to some summer games here. As I said, now we're in June. And these are Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. I mentioned Final Fantasy 16 on the X and S. Dune Awakening on the PC. Mind's Eye, X and S, PS5, and PC. Legendary Hoplite. This is on everything but the PC. When I say everything, those are the two Sonys, the two Microsofts, and the Switch. And the PC. That's why I left off PC. Mac and Linux I don't include, or your phones. If it is, I'll tell you. Stellar Blade on the PC. Memory Lost on all the big ones except PC. Five Nights at Freddy's Secret of the Mimic. That's PC and PS5. The Alters, PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PC. Tyro, Legend of Whisper Wood, PC and Mac. Gex Trilogy, I love this, on everything but Xbox One. And I know Dana Gould, who did a lot of the comedy and the voice for the original Gex on the very first PlayStation. It's colder than Ava Gabor's wig closet. Donner, Party of One, Donner. All those great jokes. Gex is on everything but the one. That's what I said. FBC Firebreak, X and S, 5 PC. Maximum Football. How about that? You can't wait for Madden. There it is. PC, PS5, Xbox Series, X and S. Rooftops and Alleys, the parkour game. PS5, Xbox Series, X and S, Switch. That looks like it could be cool. Soul Stone Survivors, X and S, PC, and PS5. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, I will be giving, I'll be telling you a cheat code and send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. Come on back on the video game review.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands. thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. It's time for the cheat code, although today it's actually a little bit different because someone like Mylon's Secret Castle, how do I not start over again when I die? I think what you mean is